The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 24, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 17th, 2012, at Gyanya Radha Madhava Temple, Bali, Indonesia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Aham
hi
sarva
yajnanam
bhukta
cha
prabhu
eva
cha
na
tu
mam
abhijananti
tatvena
Ata
Shavanti
Te
Aham
hi
sarva yajnanam
Bhukta cha
prabhureva
cha
Natu mam
abhijananti
Tatvenatashyavanti
te
Aham
hi sarva
yajnanam
Bhukta cha
prabhur eva
cha
Natu
tamma
vibhajanti
Tatpe
natashyavanti
te
Aham
I
He
surely
Sarva
of all
Yajnanam
sacrifices
Bhokta
the
enjoyer
Cha
and
Prabhu
the Lord
Eva
also
Cha
and
Na
not
to
but
Mam
me
Abhijananti
they know
Tatvena
in reality
Atta
therefore
Shavanti
fall down
they
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
I am the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. Purport. Here it is clearly stated that there are many types of yajna performances recommended in the Vedic literatures, but actually all of them are meant for satisfying the Supreme Lord. Yajna means Vishnu. In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that one should work only for satisfying yajna or Vishnu. The perfectional form of human civilization known as Varnashrama Dharma is specifically meant for satisfying Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna says in this verse, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices because I am the Supreme Master. Less intelligent persons, however, without knowing this fact, worship demigods for temporary benefit. Therefore, they fall down to material existence and do not achieve the desired goal of life. If, however, anyone has any material desire to be fulfilled, he had better pray for it to the Supreme Lord, although that is not pure devotion, and he will thus achieve the desired result.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Yadesha Tarine. So, you know what the problem is? Do you know what is the problem? The problem is we're selfish. That's the problem. Instead of thinking how to please Krishna, we're thinking how to please myself. We're trying to make ourselves the center of the universe. That's the very big problem. And it doesn't work. Because we're not the center of the universe. Does the sun rise in the morning because of your potency? Does the sun rise in the morning because of your potency? The flowers bloom on the flowers grow on the trees because of your shakti. No, it is all the power of God. Not this God and that God, Shiva, Durga, Indra, Ganesh. No. There is a supreme God. Some people say there are many gods, that they are all the supreme God. That's crazy. How many supreme courts are there in this country? How many supreme courts? Many or one? Huh? One. Supreme Court means one. If there are many Supreme Courts, there is no Supreme Court. So these people who say there are many Supreme Gods, actually they are atheists. Because there is only one Supreme God, can only be one. There can be subordinate gods, that's all right. The demigods are subordinate gods, that's okay. But there is only one supreme God. And that supreme God is revealed in Bhagavad Gita. By Krishna himself.
Krishna reveals himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is confirmed by Lord Brahma also. Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha satchirananda vigraha anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam. The Supreme Controller is Krishna. He has an eternal form full of bliss and knowledge. Anadir, he has no origin. Adir, he is the origin of everything. Govinda, he is also called Govinda. And Sarva Karana Karanam, he is the cause of all causes. So if we take the authority of Krishna, we take the authority of Brahmaji, we understand there is a Supreme Person named Krishna. And if we study the science of bhakti, we will understand the means of satisfying Krishna is to surrender to Him. We will understand the means of being happy is we must surrender to Krishna. People think, why should I surrender to God? I'm just going to do what I like. I'll just do what I enjoy. I don't need to surrender to God. But that's like the hand, you see, who doesn't want to feed the stomach. How does the hand get nutrition? Can you take some rice in your fingers and squeeze it and get nutrition out of that rice? Can you nourish the skin in your hand by squeezing rice in your fingers? No, you cannot do that. If you want to get the nutrition from the rice, you must take it and feed it to the belly, you see. And then the hand will get full nutrition. So, Krishna is the belly. And we are the hand. Now we are trying to enjoy separately, squeezing the rice in the fingers. That's why we're so miserable. That's why we're so much in anxiety. That's why we're experiencing so much fear. Because we're trying to enjoy separately from God. You can't do it. It is impossible to enjoy separately from God. But we are foolishly trying to do that. Therefore, we are not happy. So Krishna consciousness means the hand must feed the belly. Take the rice, put it in the mouth, send it to the belly, you see. Take everything. What are the things we have? Do you have anything that you have manufactured in this world? Whatever we have is gift of God. Is there anything that you can claim that you have manufactured that thing? Is it by your energy that we have a scooters? By your energy we have a scooters. And they are made from the natural elements given by God. Did you manufacture the gasoline? It comes from the oil and the earth. Did you manufacture your own body? It is all by God's arrangement. Do you manufacture your own food? No, that is all by the arrangement of God. You cannot produce mangoes in your factory. All necessities of life are coming by the arrangement of God. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. Everything coming is coming by the arrangement of that Supreme Conscious Being, Krishna. So don't you think we should be grateful? Don't you think we should reciprocate with that Supreme Lord? Should we just take and not give in return? Is that a decent thing to do? Is that the behavior of a gentleman, to take and not give anything in return? That is not the behavior of the gentleman. That's the behavior of a rogue. Rascal. So we should stop being rascals. And we should start giving everything to Krishna. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yad johosti dadasi yat. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. So, are we doing that? A little bit. Are we doing it enough? No. Because we're still neophyte devotees. We are not advanced like Prabhupada. We do a little sense gratification, a little devotional service, a little sense gratification, a little devotional service like that. We are mixing bhakti with bhoga, sense enjoyment. But what does Bhagavatam say? Ahaitaki apratiyata yayatma supersedati. That devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. Because our devotional service is interrupted by sense gratification and by material desires, therefore we are not fully happy. We should recognize why it is that we're not fully happy. It's not because we have some shortage of money. Or people don't like me enough. No. That's not why we're unhappy. We're unhappy because we're not engaged in pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service to Krishna. That's why we're unhappy. So the good news is it's not at all difficult to fix the problem. Pick up Prabhupada's books and read them. See exactly what Prabhupada is instructing. And do it. Just do what Prabhupada says. Read the books and see in what ways you are doing the right thing. see in what ways you're doing the wrong thing. In this way, improve yourself every day. Read the books with a view to improving your Krishna consciousness every day. And sincerely chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Don't chant the mantra mechanically. You see? Chant with feeling. Sincerely call to Krishna to purify your consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If we beg Krishna to save us from our selfishness, if we beg Krishna to save us from our lust, if we beg Krishna to save us from our greed, from our anger, from our madness, from our illusion, from our confusion, from our envy, from our laziness, Krishna will reciprocate. And He will bless us with pure bhakti. Pure devotional service is rarely achieved. Krishna does not easily bestow pure bhakti on anyone. Do you know why? Bhakti is not easily given? I'll tell you why. Because that person who attains pure bhakti becomes control. He becomes the controller of Krishna. Krishna becomes his personal property. Krishna becomes just like Krishna was for Yashoda, you see. Controlled by Mother Yashoda. So one who becomes the pure devotee, he actually controls Krishna by his love. Therefore, pure bhakti is not bestowed very easily. But if you faithfully serve your spiritual master's orders, begging your spiritual master's mercy, always remembering his instructions, accepting his orders as your very life and soul, then that day will come when you become a pure devotee and Krishna becomes your personal property. But you can't just take this movement as some social club for pious people. You have to take this Vaishnava Sangha as a facility to purify your consciousness. That's how you have to take this Sangha. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Thank you for a very nice class, Guru. It can be a little bit difficult to understand that Krishna becomes our property, or like how to understand it exactly.
Okay, I got your question. Is there anything further? I understood your question. Okay. He said it's very difficult to understand how Krishna can become your personal property. How can that be? Well, it is difficult to explain. But you have to see the example of Mother Yashoda. You have to see the example of Arjuna. And if you want to, really know what it's like, there's only one way to really find out. You have to become a pure devotee. And then you will understand how Krishna becomes your personal property. Krishna says, Ye yata mang prapadyante tang stataya bhajam yaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So, Krishna reciprocates with your surrender. If you surrender a little bit to Krishna, Krishna becomes a little bit inclined towards you. If you give yourself completely to Krishna, then Krishna gives himself completely to you. Krishna is called Ajita. He is unconquerable. But Prabhupada explains that the Ajita or unconquerable becomes Jita or conquered by his devotee's love. Krishna is the sold out slave of the Brijabasis.
Krishna itu seperti pelayan atau budak dari para Brijabasi.
So you have to develop the mood of a Brijabasi. Completely giving up everything for Krishna. One attachment and one attachment only. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Okay, any other questions?
Jadi kita dijelaskan bahwa kita adalah penua pemula, tentu saja mempunyai keinginan material yang begitu banyak. Dan untuk menjadi bunyi, menjadi pelayan Sri Krishna begitu. Jadi hal yang mana yang secara material itu yang kita harus hilangkan untuk menempuh jalan Krishna bhakti yang murni itu.
Saying that we are neophyte devotee, and so we have so many material desires, and but exactly material things should we
speak up?
What material things should especially we leave out so that we can become pure in our bhakti?
How could the neophyte devotee is full of material desires become pure? What can he do to become pure? That's not, it's a very simple thing. Jivado, Rupa Goswami says. This begins with your tongue, Prabhu. You have to engage the tongue in tasting prasadam. And you have to engage the tongue in glorifying Krishna. The name of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, always taking prasadam and always talking about Krishna. And this way you'll become a pure devotee. You just have to, don't take any boga and don't talk nonsense. And everything will follow. If you do those two things, Krishna in and Krishna out of the mouth. Anything else? Okay, well, we thank you all very much for coming tonight. It's a nice group of people here, a nice group of Vaishnavas. I'm very happy you've all come and you're hearing nicely. I'm very happy to see this. Please fully absorb your lives in serving the mission of Prabhupada here in Bali.
Sibukkan diri dengan kusuk dalam melayani misi Prabhupada di Bali.
purify your hearts by taking this process with full seriousness. And please, please, please tell everybody that you meet about Krishna. They're suffering. They are dying without Krishna consciousness. Listen, hey, this is not a talk time and joking time. This is listening time. You listen. You have to listen. You have to learn how to hear. It's not a time to sit and crack jokes. You have to take this process seriously. It's not joking. It's a very serious thing. Death is coming. Are you prepared for death? By learning how to hear very, very sincerely this message, have you prepared yourself? Don't take it frivolously. Don't take it cheaply. Okay, we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.